The battle between the mining billionaire Gina Rinehart and the Fairfax board took another twist today. The fast food tycoon Jack Cowan gained a seat as a director. Mrs. Rinehart has been aggressively campaigning for 3 seats on the company's board. Her friend Mr. Cowan was one of her nominees. Now Mr. Cowan has agreed to the board's editorial independence principles, a step Mrs. Rinehart has refused to take. Fairfax staff have welcomed the move as a resolution to what's been a bitter and destabilising feud. Lexi Metherill reports.
Earlier this month, Jack Cowan described himself as an intermediary between Gina Rinehart and the Fairfax Media Board. The founder of Hungry Jack's told the Australian Financial Review he felt a failure for not negotiating a deal between the two sides. The key block has been Gina Rinehart's refusal to agree to the board's principles on editorial independence, and even Mr. Cowan, a friend of 35 years, couldn't convince her to change her mind. He spoke of it in his most recent broadcast interview earlier last month on 774 ABC Melbourne.
If she has a particular point of view, does she directly communicate with journalists? And I think that is obviously being resisted. And, you know, she would have to, in my opinion, agree to that if she was to become a board member.
Jack Cowan's appointment as a Fairfax director appears to be a truce of sorts between the board and Gina Rinehart. It's a win for Fairfax because Mr. Cowan has agreed to the board's charter of editorial independence. And for Mrs. Rinehart, she now has an ally on the board. The move has been welcomed by the chair of Fairfax's Sydney House Committee, Stuart Washington.
People see it as a step to resolving a fairly nasty and divisive dispute.
Jack Cowan has agreed to the Charter of Editorial Independence, but he's also made some comments in the past that it's directors' duty to ensure that newspapers are being written in a way that maximises readership and maximises profit. I mean, how do you square those two things?
Well, he's agreed to the Charter of Editorial Independence. He's come onto the board. He's made a commitment to the board. Jack's a very principled and successful businessman. And I have no doubt that he'll abide by the Charter of Editorial Independence.
Mr. Cowan does have substantial media experience in the broadcast realm. He's invested successfully in Network 10 and has been on its board for 14 years, which Gina Rinehart joined a year ago. Through a spokesman, 10's chairman, Lachlan Murdoch, says Mr. Cowan's a valued 10 director and he doesn't believe his appointment to the Fairfax board creates a conflict. The chief executive of advertising agency Fusion Strategy, Steve Allen, acted as a media buyer for Mr. Cowan in the 1980s.
He takes a very keen interest in where they spend large amounts of money as competitive food. So he's very used to the media negotiation horizon, and he's very used to getting the best out of the media that his company can possibly get.
But while Mr. Cowan may be acting as a peacemaker for now, the battle over Fairfax is unlikely to end here. Mrs. Rinehart has said that if the Fairfax share price doesn't rise to 87 cents before the company's AGM in November, the chairman, Roger Corbett, should retire. That demand appears to remain on the table. Stuart Washington.
Look, I can't speak for what is or isn't on the table as far as Gina Rinehart's concerned. I can speak for the need for a board and a management that is supportive of the enterprise of journalism in an independent, forthright and fearless fashion. And I think what we've seen today is a step in that direction, or a very good step in that direction.
An analyst of media stocks told PM the appointment doesn't change his view of the company. And on the share market, Fairfax shares have closed steady at 56 cents.
Lexi Metherill.